Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so grateful you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents lately who are experiencing something that might sound familiar. Your little one, your bright, curious 4 or 5 year old, suddenly refuses to try schoolwork. And when you gently encourage them, they say something that breaks your heart. They say, "I'm stupid." "Oh, dear friend, I see you. I know how much that hurts to hear. And I want you to know something important right now before we go any further. This is not a sign that something is wrong with your child. This is not a sign that you failed as a parent. This is actually a sign of something beautiful happening in your child's developing brain. Let me explain what the magic book has taught me about this precious age. When children are 4 and 5 years old, they're in one of the most critical windows for building learning confidence and self-worth. Their brains are growing so fast, and with that growth comes something new. Self-awareness. For the first time, your child is starting to compare themselves to others. They're noticing when something feels hard. They're developing the ability to evaluate their own performance. And sometimes, that new awareness feels overwhelming. Dr. Rachel Busman, a clinical psychologist at the Child Mind Institute, explains that children who set impossibly high standards for themselves are prone to engage in negative self-talk. And this pattern can begin as early as preschool. Your child isn't being dramatic. They're experiencing real performance anxiety, just like adults do, except they don't have the words or the tools yet to manage those big feelings. Here's what recent research shows us, and this is so hopeful. When young children encounter academic challenges that feel overwhelming, they're in a critical developmental phase for building learning confidence. Studies demonstrate that children who receive support for emotional regulation and growth mindset development during this window show sustained improvements in both academic confidence and behavioral outcomes throughout elementary school. Did you catch that? Sustained improvements. This moment, right now, when your child is struggling, is actually an opportunity. An opportunity to reshape their entire relationship with learning. So what's really happening when your child says they're stupid and refuses to try? They're not being defiant. They're not lazy. They're experiencing fear. Fear of making mistakes. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of disappointing you. And that fear is so big, so overwhelming, that it feels safer to not try at all than to try and fail. The magic book whispers this truth. Your child's self-perception at this age is incredibly malleable. And your response, dear parent, plays a pivotal role in shaping whether challenges become sources of shame or opportunities for resilience. So how do we help? How do we transform this fear into confidence? First, we validate. When your child says, "I'm stupid," resist the urge to immediately correct them or dismiss their feelings. Instead, get down to their level, look into their eyes, and say something like, "It sounds like this feels really hard right now. Tell me more about that." You're acknowledging their experience without agreeing with their negative self-assessment. Second, we reframe mistakes. This is crucial. Research shows that reframing negative self-statements into positive self-talk is a key skill for building resilience. Instead of saying, "That's wrong, try again," we can say, "What did you discover?" Or, "I love how you're trying different ways to solve this." We're shifting from performance anxiety to growth mindset. We're teaching them that learning is an adventure, not a test. Third, we celebrate effort over outcomes. When your child does try something, even if they don't succeed, we focus on the trying. "You worked so hard on that. You didn't give up. I'm so proud of your effort." This builds what researchers call learning confidence, the belief that effort matters more than natural ability. And fourth, we normalize mistakes. We share our own mistakes. We talk about how everyone learns by trying and discovering. We create a safe space where errors are not failures, but essential steps toward growth. Now, let me tell you about a story that shows this beautifully. It's called The Cathedral of Gentle Echoes, and it's one of my favorite stories in the Book of Inara for this exact situation. In this story, Kenji and Miva visit a peaceful cathedral where they're invited to make music. But here's the magical part. Every time they make a mistake, every wrong note, every fumbled rhythm, the cathedral transforms those mistakes into the most beautiful harmonies. The children discover that their errors aren't failures. They're actually creating something wonderful. When Kenji and Miva realize that their mistakes make the most beautiful music, something shifts inside them. They stop being afraid of getting it wrong. They start being curious about what they might discover. And that, dear friend, is the transformation we want for your child. After you read this story with your little one, you can create a new ritual. When they make a mistake, you can say, just like in the cathedral, "What beautiful music did we just make?" You're reframing the entire experience. Instead of "that's wrong," it becomes "what did you discover?" This isn't just a nice idea. This is backed by research. The National Center for Biotechnology Information confirms that self-esteem development in ages 4 to 5 is critical for academic confidence. And early intervention, the kind of loving support you're providing right now by watching this video, supports healthy emotional development and prevents long-term anxiety patterns. Here's what I want you to remember, wonderful parent. Your child is not broken. They're not behind. They're not stupid. They're in a sensitive developmental period where their brain is learning how to handle challenges. And with your support, with your validation, with your reframing of mistakes as discoveries, you're giving them the foundation for a lifetime of confident learning. The research is clear. Children's self-perception at ages 4 to 5 is highly malleable. Your response right now matters, and you're doing beautifully. The fact that you're here, seeking understanding, seeking help, shows how much you care. So tonight or tomorrow, whenever feels right, snuggle up with your little one and read The Cathedral of Gentle Echoes together. Talk about how mistakes make beautiful music. And then when they face their next challenge, remind them. You're not trying to be perfect. You're trying to discover. And every discovery, even the ones that feel like mistakes, is making beautiful music. The Magic Book and I Believe in You, we believe in your child. And we're here always with stories and wisdom and love. Sweet dreams, wonderful parent. Until our next adventure together. With love and starlight, Inara.